There were a couple of things that happened with plans that were unusual. I mean, I think that that record is sort of more the anomaly in the catalog than this one, in a way.
Right.
Ben wrote all of those songs on the piano and with his little, like, home Pro Tools rig.
Right, okay.
Like, it's sort of a cut-and-paste sort of thing from the very get-go, like from the writing process forward.
Right, sure.
And to take that and try and turn all of that into, to try and turn all of that into a record that a rock band plays was really weird.
Right,
and,
yeah.
I feel like a lot of it worked out really well. I feel like some of it didn't work out super well. It was sort of more a couple spots where it was more experiments than results, in a way.
Right. Because I think listening to the new record, it kind of more puts me in mind of, more like sort of the photo album, that type of era,
Yeah, definitely. And it's like, and the biggest, again, the biggest thing is that these are guitar songs. Like, Ben wrote them all on the guitar. There were no cut-and-paste compositions to speak of. Like,
right.
They're all songs that you can play from beginning to end on a guitar.
Sure.
And
which, I suppose, naturally translates better to an analog recording process.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Right. So what kind of gear were you guys using in terms of the amps and board effects and things like that?
Let's see. Like, on the instrument side?
Or? Well, yeah, instruments, amps, whatever, anything interesting at all, really.
Oh, okay. well, I ended up leaning really hard on, a couple of standbys that I've had for years and years. Like, I've got this old Supro, really old Supro that I totally love.
Right.
That just does a thing that it just makes everything sound like a Led Zeppelin record, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's always fun. So that and the Tiny Terror, the Little Orange.
Oh, right, yeah, they're great, actually, aren't they? Actually?
Yeah, they're pretty great. Our guitar tech, Jesse, modified the front end just a tiny bit.
Right.
And it sort of opened the thing up a little more, which I really dig. So that, and then I've got a 64 Tremolux that we tracked a lot of the guitars and actually a lot of the bass with, too.
Oh, right, cool. Yeah.
And amp-wise, that's sort of that's the core of what we did with amps.
Right.
Yeah, oh, and then also, actually, our guitar tech, Jesse, built an amp that we used a bunch. This little, like, one-knob 6V6 kind of circuit.
Oh, cool.
So a couple of, like, kind of weirdo one-off things as well. And then as far as guitars, what did I lean on for this record? I guess I leaned on, I've got one of those 52 reissue Telecasters that I bought,
right,
like, six or seven years ago.
Yeah.
But I pulled both the pickups out of it and dropped Harmonic Design pickups in it. So it's got a Harmonic Design. It's a P90, but it's like a single coil space for the tailpiece.
Right, okay.
And that got used on virtually every song,
right,
at least once. Ben's got a G&L ASAT that we used a bunch. And that's the same guitar that he plays on stage. My 62 SG Junior.
Okay, cool.
The other one. So that's sort of the amp and guitar lowdown.